Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Empowered You podcast, where we focus on educating, equipping, and empowering you for your future. My name is AJ Pierre, and I am so excited to be with you today. As I always say, every time we are together, I am thankful for the opportunity to get together with like-minded individuals focused on going to the next level. Hey, we have a great episode in store for you today. When you think about it, it is a beautiful thing when it feels like things in life are just rolling. But if we be honest, sometimes it can feel like we are sitting at a standstill. So the question then becomes, how do we get things rolling? How do we get things moving? You see, momentum is the force that keeps you rolling along the journey. But the ultimate question is, how do we build it? Well, hey, stay tuned as we share some insights and tips around the topic, the power of momentum, how to build it. This is going to be a great episode. Welcome to the Empowered You podcast. I am your host, AJ Pierre, and I am so excited to be with you today. Man, what a wonderful opportunity we have again to be together. And I'm telling you, anytime we have to be able to share in these conversations is a beautiful thing, right? The power of momentum, right? When we think about it, the power of momentum makes me think about some of my endeavors over the years and things that I have attempted to do, was interested in doing, focused on doing, whatever the case may be. There was always these moments where it felt like things were, like I said before, in a standstill, right? Like we feel like, man, things aren't moving. Things aren't really kicking off. How do I get this thing rolling? How do I get this thing moving in the right direction? And for me, it was always this conversation of momentum. I remember when one of my mentors years ago came up to me and said, well, AJ, what is your focus on building momentum? I understand you have the plan. I understand you have the strategy. I understand you've made the decision. I understand you have things laid out. You've written the vision, right? And you've made it plain. But ultimately now, right, how are you going to get this thing rolling? How are you going to build momentum? And it really made me start evaluating and asking myself the question, well, what is momentum? Like, what does that even mean? Like, how do you get that going? And really, when you look at it, momentum is defined as mass in motion or a force gained by motion. That's interesting there, right? A force gained by motion. And really, it got me thinking, like a train, right? You think about a train when it pulls into the station, and either people are getting on or products are getting on, whatever the case may be. But eventually that train has to get rolling. But if you look at it in the beginning, man, that thing is chugging along, right? I remember years ago, I used to work, I'm in Florida and used to work down south. And so I would take what's called the tri-rail. It's this train system that we have that literally will take you between counties. And so I was working in another county. So I said, instead of driving, I'll take the train. And I remember getting on the train in the morning, and man, when we first took off, it was like chug, 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 chug. And I would wonder myself, I'm like, man, like how do they get this thing moving? And of course, as you know, right, there's this huge engine, this huge train in the front, right? The engine compartment that literally has to, man, put their foot on the gas. But in the beginning, doesn't feel like they're moving. In the beginning, doesn't feel like they're going anywhere. In the beginning, it feels like, man, this is going to take forever. But then eventually what happens is, man, that power kicks in, that force is gained by motion, and man, that train gets rolling. And if you understand anything about a train, literally, there's not many things you can put in front of a rolling train to get it to stop, right? Because once it builds that momentum, man, it is literally, virtually unstoppable, right? And so really, momentum is key, I think, on the journey to success. Look, if we're looking to accomplish anything, I think it's important that we have momentum. You see, regardless of where you are right now, you can create momentum in your life by focusing on moving in action. You see, the key to it all is what? Getting moving. When you think about that train, at some point, if they want to build up that momentum, they're going to have to start with what? Just moving. That train operator is just going to say, you know what? Turn the engines on. Let's start moving forward. Let's start putting some power to this thing, because they know that consistent effort over time is what? Going to create that unstoppable momentum. And so really, when we look at it in our own lives, we have to start doing those small things, those small steps. We have to start moving in action. And what will happen is that momentum will be built over time. You see, you may be slow at first, right? Sometimes people say, well, I feel like I'm the slowest out the gate. It does not matter. As long as you keep moving forward, once things get rolling, you become an unstoppable force, right? You will become an unstoppable force. You see, momentum creates motivation. I mean, think about it, right? Think about a point in your life where you felt like things were rolling, when you felt like things were clicking, when all the cylinders were firing at the same time, right? You got motivated. Right. You were excited. You were like, man, this thing is working. Man, this thing is moving in the right direction. Man, I can feel it. Man, this is so exciting. Right. That motivation was created because of the momentum that was being built. But here's the beauty of it all. Right. Motivation then creates opportunity, because once you're motivated, once you're excited, once things are going, once you're moving in the right direction, you'll be amazed at the opportunities that you end up what? Some people would say, well, you stumbled across it. I don't think you stumble across it. I think you walk into it. I think you roll into it. I think you step into it, right? Because then opportunity ultimately will create those results that we're ultimately looking for. You see, momentum can produce quick growth and enable you to meet all your goals within a very short duration on a consistent basis. I'm going to say that again. Momentum can produce quick growth and enable you to meet all your goals within a very short duration on a consistent basis. You see, the beauty of momentum is the consistent basis. Once momentum is built, man, those things are happening. You're clicking, you're rolling, things are moving, you're excited, energy's happening, right? You're noticing that, man, whatever you put your hands to do, man, things are taking off. But why? It's because momentum has been built. But see, momentum is not built without the what? Effort being put in. If the train never turns on the engine, momentum can never be built. But even deeper than that, if the train operator never turns on the engine and then hits the acceleration to start what? Moving in motion, the force is never created to build the momentum. So really, if we're looking at our lives and we're saying, man, it feels like I'm at a standstill. It feels like things aren't moving. It feels like things are not in my favor. It feels like I'm not going in the right direction. It feels like I'm not accomplishing anything. Whatever that feeling is, guess what? You can trump that feeling by moving in action. You can trump that feeling by just getting out there and saying, okay, great. I may not know where the end result is going to be, but what can I do right now? What can I do today? What can I do in this moment? What can I do with what I have in my hands right now? You see, because ultimately, it's moving in action that's going to create the force that's needed to build that momentum to move you in the direction that you want to go. But it ultimately starts with what? Moving in action. Amazing, right? Like, it always starts with me actually getting up and doing something. You see, we can't keep wishing upon a star for goals and dreams and the life we want and for the things that we want to come in. At some point, we're going to have to do what? Man, put on our shoes, tie our laces, stand up and get moving. Get moving. Because once that happens, I'm telling you, you over time of putting in that consistent effort will become an unstoppable force once that momentum is built. So here's what I want to do in this moment, okay? Here's what I want to do for us. I want to give us 5 steps to creating momentum in your life. Remember, we're talking about the power of momentum and how to build it, okay? How to build it. So what I want to do in this moment is I want to give you 5 steps to creating momentum in your life. And I just believe if we apply these 5 steps, you over time will build that momentum by applying these concepts and consistent effort. Okay, so here it is. Number one on the 5 steps to creating momentum is set SMART goals. I'm gonna say that again. Set SMART goals. Set SMART goals that align with your vision, that align with your purpose, that align with your desires, that align with your goals and dreams, that align with what you want to accomplish, that align with the results that you're looking for. Set SMART goals. But what does SMART stand for? Well, the S stands for specific. your goals have to be clearly defined. So when you're setting that goal, what is the clear, defined objective? What am I looking to accomplish? And then the M in SMART stands for goals whose progress can be measured. Are they measurable? Okay. Are they measurable goals? Like, how are you going to determine if you're on track, if you're moving in the right direction? How are you going to measure your accomplishments along the way? But then the A in SMART is attainable. Are these goals that are attainable? Are they possible? Right? Sometimes I believe we'll throw goals out there that sound good. We'll throw goals out there that we would like to accomplish. We throw goals out there that would be unbelievable and wonderful if they happen. But at the end of the day, are they attainable? And then the R in SMART is relevant. Like, is the goal relevant? Is the goal aligned to your vision? Is this a goal that you actually want and not something someone else is telling you to go get? Is this actually something that you want to accomplish? Is it relevant to you? Is the goal aligned to your vision? And then the T stands for time. Goals have to have a definite period in which they should be attained. Because a lot of times if we say, well, I want to do this. Right. And then we put it out there, but then we don't put a time of when we would like to accomplish that. Then really, is the sense of urgency created? No. Are we going to be consistent a lot of times? Probably not. Right. Which means we're delaying the opportunity to build momentum. But when you put a time frame on it, you know what? I want to accomplish this in 30 days. I want to accomplish this in 60 days. I want to accomplish this in 90 days. I want to accomplish this in 6 months. I want to accomplish this in a year. I want to do this in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is. You put a time on that goal of when you want to accomplish that, right? So the first step, okay, the first step in creating momentum in your life is to set SMART goals. Remember, they got to be specific, they have to be measurable, they have to be attainable, they have to be relevant, and they have to have a time. And when you do that, you're absolutely hitting that first step of setting SMART goals for yourself. All right. So the second step, right, we're talking about the five steps to creating momentum in your life. The second step is create a game plan and remain committed to it. Many times we create a game plan, but we have to be honest. Are we committed to it? Planning, okay, the planning itself is not going to directly build momentum, but it is important because if you want to build momentum, you have to have a game plan. Right? You just set some SMART goals, but now what is the plan? What action steps are you going to take to move you in the direction of what you actually want to accomplish? And then on top of that, you have to now what? Remain committed to it. Okay? Without a game plan, you will fail to take the time to complete your goal. And after you've created that game plan, you should then remain not only committed to your goal, but to the process as well. Oh boy, here it is. That process word, right? That process word can be frustrating at times because it doesn't necessarily look like what I think it should look like. But we have to be committed to the game plan. And part of the game plan is the process. So as long as we're doing that, we're now hitting that second step of the five steps to create momentum in your life. So number three, third step, remember the third step is terminate your disbeliefs. And sometimes those disbeliefs can be thoughts. They can be ideas. They can be people. But whatever it is, you have to terminate those beliefs because if you've set your SMART goals, if you've put your game plan in place and you've committed to it, then you have to know that what? The process is the process. And it may not always look like you want it to look like. But at the end of the day, terminate your disbeliefs. When we let doubts creep in whatever it is that we're doing, we end up becoming a lot of times a non-starter. Terminate disbelief and fear about a new idea, something you want to go after, and maintain a positive expectancy of the outcome. Of whatever it is that you're focused on accomplishing, right? Have a positive expectancy that you will get it done. Why? Because you set SMART goals, you have a plan, you're committed to it, and now your third step, right? You've terminated your disbeliefs. So now we can positively focus on what we want to accomplish and where we're going, all right? The fourth step is you have to have focus and intensity. We have to have focus and intensity. You see, we can become vain and short-sighted and keep chasing after every shiny object that comes along. I'm gonna do this day. I'm gonna do that day. I'm gonna change this. I'm gonna change that. But whatever the case may be, what is the original goal that you set? What is the SMART goal? Because once you have that established, what? Focus on it. Lock in on it. That's why it needed to be specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timestamped, because ultimately that's gonna help you focus. But then at the same time too, intensity is needed. Are you focused? You got to be relentless. You got to go after it. So ultimately when we're looking, right, focus and intensity is a key step in the process of creating momentum in your life. And then number five, this is a big one here, reward yourself. And if you're working with a team, reward your team. But whatever the case may be, you should reward yourself for the hard work. Why? Because that's going to encourage you to what? Keep doing it. Keep going after it. The more you reward yourself, the more enjoyable your ride on the roller coaster will be. Trust me, life can be a roller coaster. But if you have moments and points when after you know I've set the goal, right? I've put the game plan in place. I stayed committed to it. I canceled all disbeliefs, right? I focused. I've been working with intensity. And now I'm starting to hit goals. Now momentum has been built. Take time to reward yourself because it will make the process, it will make the journey that much more enjoyable. You have to make people around you feel appreciated if you're working with a team. You make those rewards enjoyable, but at the end of the day, rewarding yourself, right, and your team in those moments of success when momentum is built is key along that journey of creating momentum in your life. And so you see, when we look at it, momentum is something that's beautiful, it's something that's amazing, and it's something that will move you in the direction that you want to go to accomplish your goals and dreams. And so here's what I want us to do for this week, right? Maybe you're one that says, you know what, I've been at a standstill. Things haven't been moving for me. I kind of feel stuck a little bit. Well, hey, maybe this week what you need to focus on is setting some SMART goals. Maybe take some time, get some pen and paper and say, you know what? What's my specific goal? Is it measurable? Is it attainable? Is it relevant? Is it timestamped? Maybe you this week say, you know what? I've set some goals, but I got to be honest, I don't have a game plan. And so maybe you're one this week that says, you know what? I got to start putting some things down on paper. What is my game plan? And then maybe you're one that says, I've already done the game plan, but I got to be honest, AJ, I've kind of put it to the side. I haven't been committed to it. So maybe this week you focus on what? Reestablishing your commitment to what you said you wanted to get done for you in your future. Then for some of us, we've started that journey. We've started that process, but we have to be honest. Disbelief has come in. Doubt has come in. Fear has come in. So maybe this week you focus on getting into a more positive headspace, maybe getting around more positive people, whatever the case, but it's putting yourself in an environment that helps you to create the right mindset so that you can terminate those disbeliefs. Maybe you're one that says, you know what, I've done all that, but I gotta be honest, I've lost focus. I've gotten off a little bit. Well, hey, that's easy. Jump back on whatever it is. Jump back on it. Get back focused. Lock back in. Right? Revisit those SMART goals. Revisit that plan. Look at it over again. Imagine the goals and the dreams and how it's going to feel when you accomplish all that. And refocus to the task at hand, right? And be intense about it. Go after it. Be relentless. And then ultimately this week, you may be one that says, you know what? I've been running. I've been pushing. I've been doing what I needed to do. But hey, I haven't taken time to reward myself. Maybe this is the week where you reward yourself for some of the effort that you've put in. Guys, I'm telling you, it's always amazing when momentum is built, because it's the one thing that can bring consistent results into our lives as we keep moving forward. So hey, it's always a pleasure to be with you all. I thoroughly enjoy myself when I'm with you guys and we're sharing and growing together. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to show some love, hit the subscribe button, rate this podcast, and leave us a review. Then head over to IG and follow me at @AJ_empowered to stay connected throughout the week. Thanks again for joining me today. And until next time, be empowered.